What has the Racial Justice Task Force been doing the last year? And it sounds like you've come to the end of your mission.
We sure have. So we were tasked with looking at the local criminal justice system, and in particular the jail population of Champaign County, and trying to better understand the racial disparities that are obvious in the local jail. So to start off, about a year and a half ago in February of 2016, we started listening to the community. So we invited some speakers come in, tell us what their expertise in the criminal justice system was. And then we also reached out to community members. We hosted two community events where we simply just listened. We quickly learned that the issue of racial disparities in even just the jail population goes way beyond the criminal justice system. But we decided we had to focus on seven different areas, and those kind of came out of the community listening sessions.
Let's talk about some of the recommendations for police practices.
The first is the way that the local law enforcement agencies interact with the community and use the community really as a resource for increasing and maintaining public safety. And so what came out of that is simply an overall ask to the local law enforcement agencies to work more closely with the community, and that can come about in a variety of ways. The second recommendation we had was to have the local law enforcement agencies look at the diversity of their staff. And then we also touch on training a little bit. We're lucky in Champaign County to have the University of Illinois Police Training Institute, which we learned more about and found to be a really progressive police training institute. And they're doing some good things when it comes to multicultural training, but we think that there can be more done there.
We have recommendations, too, for people in community engagement. And one of the first ones, practice non-media-related community engagement. I resemble that remark.
Absolutely. No. And with no disrespect to media, obviously that's an important way for the county and the county board to reach out to the community. But we want the county board to think about more creative ways to reach out to the community. What we found now is the county board simply operates in a standardized practice of, okay, we have to give a meeting notice. Let's send it out to our regular media outlets and see what happens and see who shows up. Someone from the community suggested having a county board meeting at a different location in the community every once in a while. That's an idea of what we're talking about there as a way to engage more diverse communities within Champaign County.
There's going to be a chance for people to look at this report and engage with this report later on this month. Tell us about that.
That's correct. On Thursday, November 30th, we're hosting a public community event at the Champaign Public Library. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. We're going to have most of the task force members there. We'll have copies of our reports. We'll give a quick discussion on what we found, and then we really want to build some community support around this, and we're going to have an opportunity for everyone to ask questions, but then also to mingle with each other and talk about what they can do next to take these recommendations further.
A cynic may ask, do you think anything's going to come out of this?
This will certainly be a report that may sit on a shelf somewhere at the county board. But if the county board or even the local city councils don't operate on their own to put in these recommendations in place, our main focus is building community support around this so that the community understands what these issues are and what they can do about them, and then really push those in the criminal justice system and also our city officials and county officials to make these changes.